Welcome back. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday mornings, WFHG 92.9. We're talking with our special guest, Faust Ruggiero. He is the author of The Fix It Yourself Handbook, Using the Process Way of Life to Transform Your Life into a Happy, Healthy Journey. And we are discussing, how do we take care of our mental health during this holiday season with the pandemic? Thank you so much for being with us, Faust.
Thank you, Christy. Thanks for the invitation.
So this has been an interesting and challenging year for most of us. And I know that there's been an underlying theme of some fear-based energy, the uncertainty of the current world that we're living in and what the future is going to look like. How does that come into play as we're entering this Christmas, New Year, holiday season?
You know, Christy, I tell people all the time, we want to be as strong as we can on the inside. We really want to be strong people. And we have a tendency to go with the flow, to go with what's trending, and to have most of our strength coming from outside us. As we go into the holiday season, you know, we've already seen Thanksgiving go by, and many, many people got together. We're seeing virus spikes that are way up. Christmas is going to come. New Year's is going to come. The Super Bowl will follow that. We've got to be able to be a little smarter about the way we're doing things. We want to get this thing under control, and in order to do that, we're going to make some sacrifices. And we've been doing this for about 8 months. People are tired of it. I understand that. Businesses and people's lives are being affected. But if we don't get a handle on this, it's hard to predict how far down we're going to go.
So what are some recommendations that you have for our listeners, how we can take care of our mental and physical health? This is something that I've been discussing with my friends and colleagues quite frequently here, especially recently. As you said, a lot of us are very tired, and yet we're not sure what the next few months are going to hold. So do you have any recommendations for us?
Absolutely. And I've been saying this since March. I'm telling people, don't change your schedules. You know, a lot of people are working from home, or they're unemployed, or you got kids that are at home now for school. Get up in the morning the same time. Continue to take your showers. Eat properly. Get exercise if you can. If you have a little me time, that's great. Do some things that you enjoy doing. Have a reason to look forward to getting up the next day. What's happened is a lot of people have changed their schedules. They don't have to do things, so they're not. They're at home. They're eating more. They're doing things that are not so healthy. So when you look at this, it's not just the virus and being quarantined. It's also what we're doing to ourselves. Stay as healthy as you can. Keep your routines. Keep doing things that are going to make you feel good. And they're there. You're able to do that. Don't lose the structure of your life.
Faust, you have an MS in clinical psychology. You have been in the field of counseling for over 4 decades, private practice for over 30 years, and of course, you are a published research author. How are things different in the world for you as a professional providing support than they were a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago?
What I'm seeing more of today, Christy, is a lot more anxiety and a lot more fear. And that's not just because of the virus, or it's not because people aren't doing the right things. It's also the way, unfortunately, we tend to be running this nation. Everything is fear-based. Everything goes 100 miles an hour all the time. We don't ever seem to be satisfied where we are. We always have to be going way, way to the left, and that's not working. It's why we're in the situation that we're in. I keep telling people, slow down a bit. Stop following the crowd. Think about what you're doing. Make decisions that are based on good, solid information. Just take your time. You'll get there. But you know, we really got to slow the pace down and stop being fear-based. Stop believing what people are telling you is going to happen. That's the way we coerce people. We go fast and we make them think that things are going to get crazy. They're not. We're in much more control of this than we think.
Faust, one of the conversations that I spoke with somebody this week that came up, we were talking about one of the gifts that this year has brought into our awareness is this focus of being present, really enjoying each day in a different way than possibly we have in the past.
you're talking about transitioning into what's occurring in our lives, and absolutely. One of the things, you know, that gets us in trouble is we go back to what we think we had before or what we believe should be now, and then we look at it and we say we're not there, and then we become resistant and we don't want to accept this. Where we are is it's not horrible. It's not fun. It's a huge transition, but we're certainly capable of doing it if we stop looking back and saying we should have this. It should have been this way. I can't do the things I want to do. Well, that way we talk to each other, the way we talk to ourselves even, convinces us that the world we live in is just not a nice place to be, when if we would just change the language a bit and say, I can do this, I'm going to make some changes, and I know I can be happy, that kind of talk, it's a whole lot easier. It's just an easier way to live.
So I assume that that's one of the recommendations that you have for helping us to reduce some of these lower level emotions like fear, anger, sadness, grief, things like that. What other suggestions could you give to our listeners so that we can really take charge of oftentimes the thought that comes, that builds, and then emotion comes through it, and then before we know it, it's ridden a train out of control. So what are some of the other strategies that you have that maybe could help our listeners?
You know, I do a whole chapter in the book on something I call I over E, which is intellect over emotion. We have a tendency to go fast and react with our emotions first. And I said this for years. Nothing has to happen right away. There are very few crisis situations where we have to react quickly. Try to get your intellect into the picture first. And that's where I say slow down a bit. Say, let me look at the information. What do I need to do here? Get your brain engaged before your emotions. It doesn't mean you can't emote. But when you do express emotion, it should be based on facts. And what we tend to do is something happens or someone says something, and then, you know, we go, you know, it's that old 0 to 60 in a few seconds. And what we want to do is be able just to pull back a little bit, hear the information, talk about it a little bit, get the, you know, formulate a plan, and then execute that plan. But that takes your mind, that takes having your mind get involved before your emotions.
Faust, we just have come through Thanksgiving, which I know was great for a lot of people who really wanted to just take a step back and maybe have a quieter holiday, but it was challenging for a lot of people too. And I find it fascinating to just sometimes observe people and their relationships and how they're interacting with each other. And more than once, I heard that there was lots of pressure from individuals for either the family not to come during the holiday, or on the other side, people were feeling pressured by their family to have Thanksgiving like they normally did. And even as far as some people saying, hey, you know, you're going to ruin Thanksgiving if you don't show up this year. So how do we deal with some of those types of situations where really, you know, we're trying to follow our intuition, we're trying to follow logic and keeping ourselves safe, and yet we've got these external pressures from our friends and family?
You know, and I've had that, you know, in, I'm still counseling people, so when they come in, that's been one of the themes for the last month. What am I going to do when my family says, well, look at what you're doing to our holiday? You're really not doing anything to the holiday. Again, we're in a change. We have a virus going on, and I'm back to the same point. Make your decision. Really, everyone isn't going to be mad at you the rest of their lives because you didn't come to a holiday. You know, you're going to look at the facts. You're going to look at your own health. You know, it's the virus which has its own set of circumstances, and then there's the ones that are specific to us. You know, if you're sickly, if you're a person who is compromised, has some immune issues, those types of things, why would you want to go and put yourself in that type of a position? So again, you work with the facts. You tell people, this is what I'm going to do. They may be a little annoyed, a little hurt for a while, but they are going to get over it. And I think that's what we have to put in our minds. There's a bigger picture here, and everyone's going to come through this virus, and everything's going to go not back to where it was, but we're going to get our relationships back on track. So don't be afraid of that.
This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday mornings, WFHG 92.9. My special guest, Faust Ruggiero. He is the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook, Using the Process Way of Life to Transform Your Life into a Happy, Healthy Journey. Faust, we were talking about some of the challenges and opportunities for transformation and growth that have presented themselves here in 2020 during the pandemic. And one of the things I'd like to delve into a little bit are personal relationships. I know that there's been a lot of focus for many people, whether, as you mentioned before, they're working from home or they've lost their job, they've had to relocate, whatever the circumstances, personal relationships seem to be a focus, a highlight right now for people.
They are a highlight, and many of those have been affected. You know, you hear a lot, Christy, about the changes, and people tend to assume we're talking about intact families that were great before this happened. But the truth of the matter is many of the people that are going through this were living in situations which were not very healthy to begin with, going through divorces, abusive situations, things like that. So we really have to factor that into the whole situation. This puts a lot of pressure on people, and unfortunately, as opposed to working together, we have a tendency to get angry and to get fearful, and we express things in those terms. So we really have to begin to slow down and say, well, you know, we're going to work this as a team. It really increases the odds of getting through it in a healthy fashion.
Foss, with your book, you talk about the interplay between our physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual attributes or spiritual health. Do you find working with your clients that sometimes there's one particular area that maybe is imbalanced, or when one area is imbalanced in our life, are there usually multiple areas that need a little bit more focus and balance?
Yeah, the way those attributes work is they're always in flux, and we have a tendency to be dealing with one more than the other. We may be thinking we have to think about something. I need to put a plan together, so I'm going to use my brain about it with this, but I'm not sure. I don't realize my emotions are coming into the picture, or physically I'm not really at my best today, or spiritually I don't feel connected. So that's kind of normal. That's really what people deal with every day. What we're trying to do is just try to get those more in balance. And what that does is give you a more even energy source. So you're not just saying, well, I've got to put a plan together. You're saying I'm keeping my emotions down, or at least where they need to be on this. You know, I'm going to take care of myself physically. It's going to give me more strength. So they're always in flux, but we try to do what we need to do with each one of those so that energy base we're dealing with is it's coming from four sources as opposed to one or one and a half, so to speak. And the energy source that we're experiencing is more balanced.
Your book, The Fix It Yourself Handbook, has been a Silver Winner Nonfiction Authors Association Book Award winner. Why did you decide to write this resource?
You know, this is something that came out of my private practice. When you're a clinician, you obviously, you know, you come out of school and you're taught what to do. Then you begin working with all the different things, the different kind of ways to help people. And I started to realize there were things I was pushing out, and there were things I was keeping, and that's where the whole process way of life, this way of balancing life, came into the picture. I wanted to write something that would simulate a counseling experience. So as opposed to one or two or three different problems, which we tend to see in self-help books, the book has 36 problems. And what I do is I list them, and the problem I give three or four pages of information about it, and then I go directly into the steps. So this is what you do to fix this problem. So I wanted, so the reason I wrote the book then is two. One is to get this process way of life, this balanced way of life living out to people, and to help them understand that it's not just one or two or three problems. There's always more. There's anger, there could be fear, there could be people pleasing and dishonesty and all different kinds of things. And I wanted people to see that this is what we do in counseling. We go after everything, and then we give you all the right information to go fix it. Haven't seen that in a self-help book yet, so that's a little different. And then I wanted it to be a reference book. With four or five pages in each chapter, it's real easy to go back and reference something if you get off track after you read the book.
So, Foss, if someone is examining their life. They're just thinking about things as they're listening to the show this morning, and they're revealing all of these aspects, these four areas of their life, and they're thinking, there is so much externally in my life that's out of balance and that is causing me pain and discomfort. One of the things that I love is the title of your book, The Fix It Yourself Handbook, because this is something that I've been working with. I've tend to in the past be a people pleaser and making sure that everyone else is taken care of and not really examining the things that I can control, which is myself. That is the one thing that I do have control over. So it's a very transformational time. It seems like for a lot of us, it seems like maybe we're looking at some of the patterns, the belief systems we had, the way that we've been on autopilot. And now all of a sudden it's like a slingshot. We've been brought into this awareness, this more consciousness of where we are and what we want to create for the next 5, 10, or 15 years. Are you finding that more with people that you're working with in your practice?
Yeah, I think you're right on target with that. The pandemic's brought everything almost to a screeching halt. And we all know that some of the reasons we go out and we go fast is so we don't have to think. We never really have to spend time thinking about where we are and what we need to do. When it slows down like this, now we get a little bit more introspective. We start saying, okay, these are the things about myself maybe I don't like, or these are things about my world I don't like. And it's a great time to be able to go inside and get some tools for yourself. Because that's what I tell people. Everything we have is already inside us. But we spend so much time focusing outward and having our lives out there somewhere, you know, even when we love someone, someone to complete us, it's that kind of thing. We have everything we need inside. It's a great time to organize it and say, okay, if I can become strong through this, when this is all said and done, I'm going to have a whole lot of tools to move forward, and my life's going to be that much more together.
Faust, we have just a few more minutes this morning. I'd like to talk about loss. I know that we have had, unfortunately, a lot of people who have lost their life during this pandemic. And yet there's also, I think, a picture of loss, a mourning of the life that we used to have and a part of us and a part of society as well. So how do we cope during this holiday season with either the physical loss of someone? I know it's a challenging time for people who lose someone anyway during that year, and then the holidays are a more difficult time for many. And now we have the pandemic on top of that. So globally, people are feeling loss. So what can we do to help ourselves be prepared?
Yeah, what we want to do is to reduce what I call the aloneness. We have, you know, this thing has kind of disconnected us from the way we typically communicate, from the help we used to get, even coming to a counselor. A lot of counseling offices are closed. What I tell people to do is to try to connect other people, and don't keep this stuff inside yourself where it just festers and it just goes around and around with no place to go. Connect to other people. If there's a counselor available, great. If there's other family or friends that are there, talk to other people. Don't keep this inside yourself, because it's not going anywhere, and all you're going to do is hear yourself express negative language over and over again. You're going to actually talk yourself into a worse situation. Keep your perspective accurate. Get some other eyes on your life, so to speak, and connect with other people. If there's a professional available and you think you need that, by all means, it's a good time to do that.
Faust, thank you so much for being with us and sharing information today and for writing this resource, which would be great for anyone. I know that some people don't receive the mental health counseling that they need or the treatment that they need, whether it's a financial issue, they don't have insurance, or they feel like there's a stigmatism behind that. And so this is a wonderful way that you can get real steps for people to take control of their life and get the help they need. So thank you so much for doing that, Faust.
It's been my pleasure.
Faust, if you don't mind, give us your website and how people can find out more information about what you do and your book.
Absolutely. Christy, my personal website is dedicated solely to the book. So when people go there, they'll find all the information, not just about me, but about the book. They'll find chapter outlines, what it can do for them, excerpts from the book, all quotes, everything. So you can really get a good feeling for whether or not you want to buy this book by going to the website, which is my name, faustregiro.com, or type in the Fix Yourself Handbook. It'll get you there. And then if they're looking to buy it, we provide that information, but you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, those usual places.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you.
And to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday mornings, WFHG 92.9.